Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 英语口语每天学。I'm your friend Ben again. You know, the World Cup is just around the corner. 世界杯马上就要到了。About 600,000 international travelers will go to Brazil for the World Cup. 今年全世界大概会有将近60万的游客前往巴西去观看世界杯。So, if you are one of the lucky travelers headed to Brazil,Here are a few suggestions for making sure your trip is great. 所以如果你有幸前往巴西 Ben 会给到一些非常有用的建议。First one, have your documents in order. 整理好你的证件。Your passport should have at least 6 months left before it expires. 你的护照应该至少有半年的有效期。Make a copy of your passport and health information to carry with you.复印一份护照和健康证明并随身携带 and leave the original in a secure location like the hotel safe 把原件留在像宾馆保险箱一样的安全地点 While traveling, keep your documents and any other important papers with you 在出游时随身携带你的证件和其他重要的文件 Use a zippered plastic bag to keep them together and dry 可以用一个封口的塑料袋来装这些文件以保证他们的规整和干燥 Number two Share your itinerary with family and friends 将你的日程安排告诉给你的家人和朋友 Write down your itineraries including flights, hotel information, contact numbers, and the dates of travel 记下你的行程包括航班号、宾馆信息、联系方式和旅行的时间And give it to a friend or family member who will be able to help if anything happens. 把这些信息分享给你的家人和朋友，以防万一。Number three, track your budget. 做好预算。The average foreign tourist will spend about $2,500 to attend the World Cup.
外国游客参加世界杯的平均花费大概为$2,500。
A large part of the cost is the flight to Brazil.
很大一部分是机票的费用。
So, once you are there, you can save money by avoiding very tourist restaurants and a grocery store.
当你到达巴西时，你又可以避免去一些游客经常光顾的餐厅或者杂货店，这样就可以省钱。
While saving money is always attractive,
省钱总是好的。
But you still need to know when it is better to spend a little more.
但是事实是也需要花一点。
For example, better to pay a standard and transparent rate than try to save a little and end up in a jam.
比如有的时候就需要花钱去打车。不要为了省钱而使自己遭遇堵车的困境。
Number four, learn the key phrases in Portuguese. Portuguese.
西班牙语，学一些有用的西班牙语。
Learning a few words and phrases can make getting around much easier.
学习一些西班牙语的词汇可以让你的出游更加便利。
There are a lot of apps on the internet which can help you to learn basic Portuguese.
当然，网上有很多的一些 app 可以帮助大家去学习一些基础的西班牙语。
So that's all the tips for you to watch theWorld Cup in Brazil. So that's all for today. Thank you very much, guys. See you next time.